Hey, DGB sisters! Welcome to the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond show, where we, as women who have been through a divorce, are making a different choice to remove ourselves and heal ourselves from the soul fracture, break the generational curses that have kept us stuck up until this point, and create an amazing future, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones as well. I'm Donna Rudowitz, and I am a therapist as well as a rapid transformational relationship coach. And I'm your guide today, where we are going to talk about all things that are possible. And I had a whole list of what I wanted to chat with you about today, but what is coming through, which I cannot deny, so that list is going to go aside. We will do that conversation at another point, is this undeniable feeling and this undeniable internal nudge to let you know something, even though you've been through a divorce, even though your heart has been and your soul has been fractured, is that you are being called right now to a higher version of yourself. There is no coincidence. If you are listening to me at this moment, if you happen to just stumble across this page or you're scrolling through social media and you happen to land on this conversation, there is no coincidences. We do not believe in coincidences here at DGB. We believe in miracles and synchronicities only. And I don't pretend that I know it all, but what I do know is when I tap into my internal side, when I tap into that divine side, there are messages, and I believe that I am that messenger, right? It's coming through me for you to hear that even though the past has been a struggle, your future does not need to be painful anymore. It does not need to be a struggle, and you deserve to live a life of love and peace. You see, when we're going through this particular part of our life, this journey, of going through a divorce or post-divorce, we only know what we know, right? We only know what we know, and we only know the tools that we're given, and we do the best we can with what we have. But that's what I like to say. As women, no one has the rule book. No one has the keys to say, hey, listen, do this, and then this will happen. We're all showing up and doing life for the first time every single day. Again, no one has that rule book. But here's what's different. What the world tells us to do does not work when it comes to healing your heart, reclaiming your brilliance, and creating an amazing life and attracting that partner should you want to do so. Matter of fact, it's actually quite opposite, because the world tells us that we have to hustle, we've got to figure it out, we've got to manage, we've got to do, we've got to give our time, our energy, and give everything away, when the truth and the reality is, here's something that is coming up again so strong for me, is just take a moment to sit without the effort, without the hustle, without the worry, without managing your family, without managing the fallout, without trying to hold the pain for everybody, without even, if you're years into your, you know, your divorce, your post-divorce, many years, without worrying about how you're going to handle the future, without worrying about what happened in the past, just taking a moment to slow it down and begin to hear what your soul is telling you. You may not want to hear this, but here is the truth. You were brought into this world with every tool that you need to survive and thrive and achieve your heart's desire. It's not like all of a sudden now that we're going through some pain or we're going through, we call upon God or divine or source, and all of a sudden he's going to be like, oh, great, I'm ready for you. Let's get to work. No, you've been born with everything that you need to take your life where you need it to go, because only you could hear your soul journey. Your job here is to learn how to activate that in you. You don't need anybody outside of you to tell you what you need. As a coach, I can tell you, we do need coaches and we do need mentors to help guide us along the path, to just show us the journey so we're not falling off the path and trying to figure it out for 10 years, what we could figure out in 3 months. That's what we do here at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. But no one could tell you what is in your heart. And it's not like this is going to magically just come to you. And as the more struggle that you do or the more pain you go through, it's just magically going to show up for you. It is already in you. You were born with your desire to thrive. You were born with what it is your heart wants to lead you to. Now, what happens is you have gotten on a path where you've experienced trauma. You've experienced the pain. You've experienced things with people that you never would have thought possible, right? This is a person who you married. This is a person who you gave your heart to. This is a person who you built a family with, only to find out that your life is going down the path you never would have thought it would have went down in a million years. And you could deny it and you could fight it and you could wish it was a different way. But at the end of the day, this is your reality. We're not saying it's okay. We're not saying justice doesn't need to be had. But the sooner you could get into alignment with that, this is my reality. And that I have within me the tools and the skills that I need in order to set my path straight, in order to bring my life where I want it to go, in order to create the life that I want to live. I don't have to find it. It's already within me. So my goal isn't to do more work, isn't to try to figure it out, isn't to try to carry the burden. As a matter of fact, it's to do less work, to give the burdens back to the people who they deserve to carry their own burdens. And it's for you to get quiet so you could hear where your soul is guiding you. I believe, and I know this to be true through my own experiences and through the women that I work with, I believe that noise is somewhat of our enemy, because your soul is trying to communicate with you, but there's so much noise that's going on, we don't hear it. And we're trying to take guidance from people who are just trying to do the best themselves. So in a sense, it's like the blind is leading the blind, right? They're doing the best, but they're not experts. They don't know where to lead you. They can't hear your soul. And they're not going to lead you from the highest point of themselves many times. They're going to lead you from the lowest point, right? Because everybody, if you've been through life, has experienced some level of trauma. So they're going to lead you by what works for them, not necessarily what works for you. And this is the reason why we experience so many ups and downs, and why we experience so many moments of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, only to find out that we have these dark moments of the soul, is because we're taking guidance and we're taking information from people who, that information is meant for them. It's not meant for us. That's why it's so very important that we do take the time to slow down and to listen to our heart, to activate our soul, because that is the key to your success. The key to your success isn't figuring it out. This is something that may rock your world, right? The key to you and the key to your success and the key to unlocking the love and the life that you want to live isn't you figuring it out. It actually is you activating that part of you that's already inside of you and then receiving the goodness that wants to come your way. Now, I know you would not be here. You would not be listening to me. You would not have stumbled across this page if you didn't know in your heart there was a deeper and a more robust life ahead of you. You just may not know how to get there. You wouldn't have stumbled across this conversation if deep within your heart, right? You know within your heart that there is love and that there is life for you to live. That is your spirit. It is forever working in your favor. It is never coming to hurt you. It is always coming to help you. The problem and the reason why we stay stuck is we ignore where our spirit is leading us and we try to figure it out where our brain is leading us. Now, in work and in survival mode, that brain is going to be your best friend. But when it comes to reclaiming your power, recovering your brilliance, and living your life full out, it actually is the opposite. That cerebral part of our brain will keep us stuck and chasing our tail for years to come. If you want to write your path, it doesn't mean you have to start all over, and it doesn't mean you have to think about and do a million different things. Here's what it means. It means you must pivot. That's it. This is not about re-erasing everything and starting from scratch. It's understanding and taking accountability that my life is not where I want it to be. I've done the best I can with what I have. up until this point. And today's the day I take accountability and responsibility, and I call upon you, spirit, guides, and source, to bring in the right people, the right places, the right things, the right tools in order for me to reach my highest level, the divine level where I am at my highest vibrational frequency, where I am living in my highest timeline, where I have broken the generational curses of divorce and separation from my family line, that it ends with me. That my children and my children's children and my loved ones will not have to experience what I've experienced, because my ancestors may not have been able to break that pattern, but I can. And this is where your heart gets to soar, because just because your past has been riddled with pain and destruction doesn't mean your future has to be, unless that's what you have decided it to be. This is something where you need to get really, really deep within your soul and your heart and ask yourself, do I really believe in the deepest chasms of my soul that love is available to me? Do I really believe in the deepest chasms of my heart that I actually can have the life and the love that I want? Or do I really believe that that's not for me? Sure, Susie can have it, but that doesn't happen to us. Right? Abundance is for other people. Abundance isn't for me. That I am, for somehow I must have a black cloud around me that no matter what I do, things don't work out my way. Because if that is what you believe, that is what you will achieve. Now, what we know to be true about the laws of the universe, and this is not just Donna throwing a noodle against the wall, this is the law of the universe. Just as their struggle, and that is the outpouring of what you will see in your life, is equally as there is abundance, and that could be the outpouring that you see in your life. It's where you are resonant, right? Where your vibrational frequency is resonating is what you will see unfolding in your life. Now, this again is where the power and the hope, I would say, and the joy come from, because if you are seeing an outpouring in your life that is not what you want, all we must do is change the resonant frequency. Because when we do that, it's a guarantee, it has to, right? It's quantum physics, it's law. That what shows up in our life must change. And so our work isn't figuring it all out. Our work is actually an internal work where we get to change the vibrational frequency of how we're operating in life. And we get to identify the patterns, beliefs, and behaviors that are in our subconscious mind that no longer serve us, get rid of them, replace them with the ones that do serve us. So if you're hearing this message, hear me. I am sending you so much love, and know that your journey, albeit difficult and hard and painful, is just a piece of the puzzle. You don't have the love you want yet. You will. You will. You just got to decide that that's what you want. And know that no matter what comes in your way, it is an obstacle. It is not here to take you down. It is an obstacle. It is a stepping stone. You have the opportunity to look at it as, this is my stepping stone, or is this my stumbling block? Because the truth is, it is a learning experience for you, and you always have the opportunity to be living at your highest timeline, at your highest level. And if you're not there yet, it's just you haven't stepped through over those stumbling blocks and transformed them into stepping stones. So know that anything that is in your heart is available. Anything that you desire is available. It's a shift of how you are seeing the world, how you are interacting with the world, and your vibrational frequency of how you are actually physically, right? That physiological level of how you're vibrating in the world. Once you change that, this is where everything begins to change. So your life is not hopeless. Your future is not hopeless. Everything is in your power. Everything. But you must get quiet to hear where you're being led. With that said, have an amazing rest of the day, and I'll see you soon. Bye.